Our scripture lesson will be from a book called The Message, which gives a loose interpretation of Ephesians 2, 1 through 10. It wasn't so long ago that you were mired in that old stagnant life of sin. Yet the world, which doesn't know the first thing about living, let tell you how to live. You filled your lungs with polluted unbelief and then exhaled disobedience. We all did it, all of us doing what we felt like doing when we felt like doing it, and all of us on the same boat. It's a wonder God didn't lose his temper and do away with the whole lot of us. Instead, with intense mercy and incredible love, he embraced us. He took our sin-dead lives and made us alive in Christ. He did all this on his own, with no help from us. When he picked us up and set us down in the highest heaven in company with Jesus our Messiah. Now God has us where he wants us, with all the time in this world and next and the next, to shower grace and kindness upon us in Jesus Christ. Saving is all his idea and all his work. All we do is trust him to get us through it. It is God's gift from start to finish. We don't play a major role. If we did, we'd probably go around bragging that we've done the whole thing. No, we neither make nor save ourselves. God does both the making and the saving. He creates each of us by a Christ Jesus to join him in the work that he does, and good work he has gotten already for us to do. Work we'd better be doing. May God add a blessing to this reading.
And worship continues. What we heard from our women is certainly worshipful, and what we still have to do is worship. And I invite you to think about, what did you just say? What did you just read? We need to be about our work. Here we are. I want to ask you if you can see these pieces of work around this sanctuary. They were crafted by our United Methodist women, and they're precious blessings, each one and each woman. I've been pondering for a while now this expression, a piece of work. Do you ever use that phrase? Maybe you've said, now that person is a real piece of work. Or maybe you've thought it. You don't have to nod your head. You don't have to admit that. But would you use that as a compliment or as a derogatory phrase? I'm hearing some people say compliment. That's good. But usually this phrase is reserved for people of questionable character in our judgment or outrageous behavior. But I want to tell you that this expression wasn't always used in a negative context. The original meaning was making something useful, a piece of work, a prayer shawl, a lap robe, a baby's blanket. Those pieces of work mean something good. And in today's scripture, the Apostle Paul seems to put this whole discussion into perspective by comparing the value of the product and the one who is doing the making. When Jesus begins working in our lives, we are God's workmanship, pieces of work, made to work for God's glory. We who are followers of Jesus can be described as real pieces of work. Would you describe yourself that way? Would God describe you that way? Today, I suggest that our United Methodist women are followers of Jesus and can be considered pieces of God's work in the most positive form of that term. They're faithfully creating with the faithful creator in sacred use. Now, some scholars and commentators suggests that Paul's use of trespasses and sins, which wasn't quite the wording in this translation, was a way of delineating people. And I want to just go over that just a little bit, because you may have heard about trespassing and you may have heard about sins, and you may not want to be hearing about it today, but it's something we need to hear. Because the Jews trespassed against the law of God, knowing they were trespassing, while Gentiles sinned apart from God, unaware of their lifestyle and aware that it was an offense to God. I just wanted to bring that up because clearly, according to Paul, we aren't all that we were created to be. Can we admit that, maybe? We have our moments. We are pieces of work that need shaping because we have allowed ourselves to be shaped, and manufactured by the course of the world. And this implication is that character and quality of a piece of work depends on the originator who's doing the designing. And in Paul's words, in this case, it's the devil or our own sinful nature, but then comes God. Then comes Jesus. The work of the Christ has made it possible for us to control over the powers that attempt to control us. All of this is a result of God's work in us, and it's called God's grace. Can you think of a time where you have received that grace wrapped around you? That time that you've question where God is, or what are you supposed to be doing, or how are you going to get through the day? God's grace. This is the Lenten season, and this is the time to be pondering God's grace. To repurpose. I love that word, repurpose. These things have been repurposed out of a ball of yarn, right? Or out of pieces of fabric. We are repurposed by God through Christ. And we will be focusing on that Lenten theme of change in our lives and in our spiritual lives. Paul reminded us, now God has us where he wants us. I loved it when you read that. Now God has us where he wants us, with all the time in the world and the next. But hear this, to shower grace and kindness upon us in Christ Jesus. The purpose of God's work in salvation is to renew us and to enable us to join in God's work. Join in. And I am grateful that the United Methodist women let the men help sometimes. And the men volunteer to help. I've seen many an opportunity that it's the whole congregation serving for these purposes that we learned about today. We are saved for something. The purpose of God's work of salvation is to renew us and enable us to join in God's work. God is continuing his work in each of us, even if we have not continued it ourselves. When you hear the words created in Christ Jesus for good works, you know what that means now. It's not how we work for God, it's the question of how God works through us. We pieces of work are called to offer our very best excellence in what we do as the first fruits that we offer to God. Certainly we offer it to other people, but who is the true recipient is that relationship with God. So I think of the United Methodist women and our creativity and leadership and our attitudes or daily living. I think those can be judged by someone either with a positive or a negative connotation. Even among us, when we negatively assess someone else, maybe it means that we experience them as surprising or unusual or even strange. I know I am. Are you ever strange once in a while? I know I am. So thank you for keeping that to yourselves. What if we make an effort to see them as a real piece of work, as a truly beautiful piece of God's work? Brothers and sisters, God's always faithful to us. May we encourage each other to always be faithful to God. And together, may we continue to offer our first fruits and excellence as we create masterpieces with God. Trust me when I say you are a real piece of work. And I mean it with a smile. Look at your neighbors quickly and say, you are a piece of work, with a smile. You are a piece of work. Do you think of yourself that way? That's another step. And how do you look at yourself? Are you thinking you're a real piece of work or a real piece of work? Because God knows. And we all say, Amen. Amen.